Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download that from your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once you got it downloaded, you look for WILK News Radio. You favorite us, and that's it. You got us. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay. Podcast, if that's your thing, you can get us anywhere, your favorite podcast. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite it there, and it'll be downloaded right to your inbox each and every day. And we put a whole host of new shows weekdays on that platform as well, or any platform you get your podcast from, or your smart speakers. Just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and you'll get us pure digital bliss. 410, 39 degrees here on this Monday, November 17th, 2025. See, I told you it wasn't going to be too bad. We got through the first hour of Monday already. We'll get through this hour, the next hour, and then off to the races, right? So, listen, we've talked about this and talked about this and talked about it. And it seems to be a talking point for mostly Democrats that just doesn't want to go away. And that's these Epstein files, the so-called Epstein files. Listen, release them all. I could care less. Because, and here's the reason because. But it's just a fact. You had every administration going back to Obama that had possession of all these documents. These documents have not changed. It goes all the way back. And it was in each administration's hands. And there is no way with everything that's gone on. There is no way. And you can try and spin these. You know, they just tried late last week with these new emails from the Epstein files from a victim that Trump had to know. That very victim that was omitted from that release came out and said, no, Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. The very victim that was the subject in that email that was redacted for whatever reason, because they wanted to make it seem mysterious. They wanted to make it seem questionable. That very victim came out and said, absolutely not, had nothing to do with any of this. So that was a nothing burger. And quite honestly, the back and forth on to release them, to not release them, the court saying that the grand jury testimony could not be released, that was a judge that did that, not Trump. Now Congress can release them. Most of the files. Again, a judge determined that some grand jury testimony could not be released because it didn't add anything that wasn't public knowledge already. So now he comes out, and this is President Trump comes out and says, go ahead, release them all. Think logically. With all the entities that I just said that had possession of these files, if there was anything on the slightest that could have been used, I mean, if there was a smoking gun, if there was even anything that more, I mean, they're just outright making things up now. They're redacting names and putting things out in a different context so the media and you guys could run wild with the narrative. And they don't have to lie because they're letting you do the lying for them. But you had the Biden administration, you had the Obama administration. They had these files. If there was anything in there and they could have been weaponized, they would have been. So this is all just distraction. I mean, you have to see that. You have to realize that. You have to see that. I mean, why wasn't it used when the Biden Department of Justice had them? Why didn't they come out and say, no, there's an election coming up. You can't vote for this guy. Look at everything that these files, they would have. And you know they would have. Now, what I do believe is there's some things in this that are collateral damage to a lot of other people. That maybe they would have liked to have protected. But at this point, I don't even think they care about protecting those people anymore. And I'm not talking about the Trump administration. I'm talking about the Biden administration. If there was anything that could have been weaponized, it would have been. And it wasn't. So this distraction, and you have to think when it got at its highest, was during this government shutdown. It was a distraction from the government shutdown. It was, look over here while we're not doing anything over here type thing. But now you have this new directive. President Trump said Sunday that House Republicans should vote to release any and all files related to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. After previously trying to dissuade the GOP from backing a measure that would force just that outcome. House Republicans, now this is a quote, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect the great success of the Republican Party. That was a quote from the president Sunday evening. Now the House is expected to vote tomorrow on legislation that would compel the Justice Department to make public all materials related to the notorious case. The vote will happen despite the opposition of GOP leadership after a so-called discharge petition received the required 218 votes last week. The legislation must also pass the Senate and be signed by Trump himself. So, you know, here's the bluff. Trump signs this himself after it passes both houses. What is there left then? Like I said, the Democrat committee redacted names that didn't need to be redacted because the person was already made public to make it sound speculative, to put it in a different context. And that was last week's narrative. And once that fell flat, because the victim themselves came out, they had statements. I believe the victim is now deceased. But they had statements on the record from them saying, no, that has nothing to do with this. And it fell flat. But they tried, because let's redact a couple of names. Let's make it sound mysterious and kind of insinuate that Trump knew something. I mean, even those out there with the most severe cases of Trump derangement syndrome, it is truly a thing. Actually, we had a doctor in come out saying many of their patients are suffering from it in the media this weekend. 80% of his patients are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. We see them on social media. Some of them call this show. They had these files under their own Department of Justices, and nothing was brought out. Nothing was brought to light. No finger pointing was done. No charges were brought. So what really makes you think? And again, you could be the most deranged Republican hater, whatever. You have to realize that there is nothing there. You had all the files. Your team had the playbook. And they didn't come out with anything. There were no accusations. Till they lost power. And then all of a sudden, when they lost power, it's a distraction thing. Let's keep throwing that name out there. Let's throw the speculation out there. And I actually think the distraction from the administration point of view has been kind of brilliant. It's taking time and effort where from Democrats instead of focusing on their own lack of leadership, their own lack of platform, their own lack of a team, their own lack of a bench moving forward. Listen, I gave credit where credit's due. The election, they did well. Places like New Jersey, they did well in places like Virginia. They did well in places like Luzerne County. They did well in other parts. They did well with the judge race here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Who's the leadership, though? Where's your team moving forward? Where do you go for the midterms? And that will start to mold itself, but you have a party that's in pretty much disarray. You have a DNC whose own union is saying they may take action against their DNC leadership because they're being made to come to work 5 days a week. I mean, there is not a cohesive machine. There is not a well-oiled platform to move forward to smoothly go into the midterms, to smoothly go into 2028. And again, where right now you got to have Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. I'd say 40 to 60% of their own party don't want anything to do with them anymore. I mean, when you have Cory Booker coming out saying it's time for Chuck Schumer to move on, where are we at? Is he going to step up? Is he the next one? Because that would be phenomenal. And where do we go with the House? I mean, you do have Nancy Pelosi riding off into the sunset. You do have a lot of others. Where do they go from here? Does the radical wing of Democrats take over? Do they believe the facade that's going to be a New York City mayor, to where all he's going to do is blame other people for not being able to get most of his platform done? I tried. I was on the side of you. I fought for you, but the city council stopped me. The governor stopped me. Washington, D.C. stopped me, but I'm here fighting for you. No, yeah, sure. But like I said from the start, it'll be the biggest test tube case. Put the glass up and make New York City an aquarium to study. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting indeed. It's 4:20 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some text message in. Joe from Trips Park says, do we really believe that Biden had proof of Trump wrongdoing on Epstein Island and he held back on releasing it? I hear you, Joe. That's why I'm saying, Rob, you're absolutely right. When the Dems had the Epstein files, people don't think they went over it with a fine-tooth comb. Yep, I hear you. That's what I don't get. Why they really think there's something there. Let's go to the phone. We have Thurman from Kingston on the Epstein files. Thurman.
Well, ironically, compared to your last message coming in, do you think that maybe they're backing off because they found the passenger flight log for Epstein's one pilot that showed Bill Clinton went there 24 times?
Let the files show whatever they show, but I think that's why they've been pointing a lot of fingers in the wrong direction as a distraction, mm-hmm. thinking that it would never be brought out. And listen, I don't think that it's this administration's purpose to really hurt anybody, but they've pushed so hard. Go ahead, let it happen.
Yep. I mean, it's been so long, you would have thought they'd let a sleeping dog lie, but you know, they keep on pushing and all of a sudden strange things come out of the woodwork.
Yep. And I guess we'll see. And that's my thing exactly, Thurman. These files have been in so many different hands. If there was anything in there that could have been weaponized, it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you checking in, Thurman.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, somebody said, Rob, if they come back with nothing in the files about Trump, they're just going to say he deleted them. Yeah, probably. Yeah, they were manipulated. Everything wasn't released. Something's being hidden. But you mind you, it was in their hands solely earlier, and there was nothing. Nothing at all. Jake, maybe you can chime in on this, because it is in the sports world, but Chris Boyd, who's a member of the New York Jets, left a trendy New York City hotspot with two other Jets over a bad vibe just before the cornerback was shot.
That's so, not good.
Yeah. I mean, I know they have pictures now of the alleged shooter that they have been circulating in New York City. But, you know, here's a couple of New York Jets that were out in New York City in Manhattan with and they said that there was some sort of bad vibe. Now, I'm sure they know a little bit more than that, the investigators. So they decided to get out of there. And but Boyd, 29, is in critical but stable condition at Bellevue Hospital. And I've been to Bellevue Hospital. I've been taken to Bellevue Hospital. I've responded to Bellevue Hospital. It is one of the best trauma centers there is. After sustaining two gunshot wounds in the abdomen shortly after 2 a.m. Sunday, police said, though they did not originally identify Boyd as the victim, but now we know that it was him, he was enjoying a night out with C-Less, an Asian fusion restaurant that was teeming with celebrities. Well, they got into a beef with someone and are on the wrong end of that. They don't know which teammates were with Boyd. The Jets did not immediately respond to any request. The team is aware of the situation. But did the Jets even play Sunday?
Thursday night, they lost to the Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost to the Patriots 27-14. They're now 2-8 on the season. It was just announced earlier today that Justin Fields, he's going to be benched for their game this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. So, I mean, it just further adds to, I mean, really what a bad season. It's been a bad 15 years for the Jets, but this season has been awful. Like, they have not even come close to living up to any of the hype that people had for them going into the year. And it takes me it takes me back to what Herm Edwards, when he coached the New York Jets from 2001 to 2005, Herm used to do all the rookie symposiums back like early 2010s or so, when he was no longer a head coach in the NFL and being on ESPN and whatnot. And he would say it all the time to all the rookies, nothing good happens after midnight.
I mean,
it's pretty simple as that, especially when you hear it 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the shooter fled in a BMW X6 SUV followed by a high-end silver Mercedes-Benz Maybach, both without estate plates. They broke through a barrier and zipped away. The establishment, this fusion restaurant bar, is not cooperating with law enforcement and refused to hand over security footage it may have. Simple enough, they're just going to get a subpoena for that.
Right.
But,
not good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this stuff can happen anywhere, anytime, and it appears that they realized that there was something about to happen because they said there was a bad vibe, and whatever that bad vibe was turned into gunshots outside. And now you have a Jets cornerback in critical but stable condition with two gunshot wounds to the abdomen. So investigation ongoing, and you have to find it odd that the establishment, who wants to cater to these high-end clients, these celebrities that it said was packed with, maybe that's the reason they don't want to turn over surveillance, to kind of respect their clientele's privacy. But, you know, when someone's shot, you have to...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the investigation take its lead.
Yeah, not good, man.
Crazy stuff. It's 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes and law enforcement who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day throughout history from here in the Commonwealth. On this day, November 17th, we have five. I'm going to start off with Corrections Officer Rhonda Jean Russell, Blair County Prison in Pennsylvania in 2021. She was shot and killed after a struggle for her firearm in the holding area of the Central Court building at 615 4th Street in Altoona. Male inmate attacked and disarmed Officer Russell while waiting for a court hearing. An Altoona police officer who was in the court building saw the altercation between the officer and the suspect. The suspect had restrained Officer Russell and aimed the weapon at the officer. The officer shot at the suspect, but the suspect moved Officer Russell in the line of fire. She was transported to UPMC Altoona, where she succumbed to her wounds. Patrolman Brian David Shaw, New Kingsington Police Department of Pennsylvania, 2017, was shot and killed while making a traffic stop of a vehicle at the 1200 block of Leishman Avenue at approximately 8 p.m. The vehicle's passenger fled on foot during the stop, then opened fire to Patrolman Shaw as he pursued him. Although he was wearing his vest, Patrolman Shaw was fatally wounded in the chest during the foot pursuit. Subject fled the scene but was arrested later that month. Sergeant Timothy E. Simpson, Philadelphia Police Department in 2008, was killed when his patrol car was struck by a vehicle being operated by an intoxicated driver. At approximately 10:30 p.m., Sergeant Simpson was en route to a robbery call when his patrol car was involved in a collision with a vehicle at the intersection of Allegheny and Armingo Avenues. He was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. And Patrolman James Gustav, Plains Township Police Department in 1946, was struck and killed by a bus when investigating an accident on River Street. And Patrolman Michael Joseph Libetta, Munhall Borough Police Department in 1917, was shot and killed by two men as he was attempting to arrest on the Braddock Bridge at approximately 10 p.m. He was shot several times by one of the suspects when he was surprised. Then they were robbing a pedestrian. Both men fled towards Braddock.
Trollman was taken to the Braddock General Hospital, where he succumbed to his wounds 6 hours later. And those are our five from here in Pennsylvania on this day throughout history, November 17th. And our respect, thoughts, and well wishes go to all our first responders that are out there answering that call right now, this very second. We thank you for your service to your community. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, when I wanted to look for a system, one of those split air ductless systems for my house, I had three criteria. I want a local business, I wanted a family-run business, I wanted a business that used top-of-the-line equipment. And they checked every one of those boxes. Man, I can't tell you enough. Rob Monk came out to my house, scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit we needed, showed me what it would look like up on the wall, was able to alter it to exactly the place that, well, let's be honest, exactly the place my wife said it should go. Then ran the energy efficient for me and told me how much cheaper this system would be to run than the systems I currently have in my house, which was great. And the IRS tax rebate for a high energy efficient system, that was a plus, and the PPNL rebate that you get for having one of these high energy efficient systems, even a better rebate. They had it installed in under 5 hours, and those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, you know it's installed to specification because Monk Heating and Air Conditioning are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. Now, for central systems, more your speed, they are also trained premier comfort specialists, but they do it all. Any of your HVAC needs, contact them. They will come walk you through it. If you're dealing with Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, their names on everything they do, they're going to treat you like one of the family when you are one of their customers. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com and see what they can do for your HVAC needs. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History. Because how do you know where you're going unless you remember where you've been on this day, November 17th, throughout history? Lots to talk about today. 1800, U.S. Congress holds its first session in Washington, D.C. Members met in the still unfinished Capitol building after moving from Philadelphia on this day in 1800. 1820, Captain Nathaniel Palmer becomes the first American to see Antarctica. The Connecticut-born sealer helped open the continent to exploration. It was 1820. 1858, Denver, Colorado is founded. The frontier settlement was established during the Pikes Peak Gold Rush in 1858. 1869, the Suez Canal opens, reshaping global trade. The U.S. did not build it, but American ships became major users and beneficiaries of the canal. 1871, the National Rifle Association is granted a charter in New York, formed by Union veterans to improve marksmanship skills. 1871. 1962, Dulles International Airport opens near Washington, D.C., a major milestone in modern U.S. aviation development. And if you've ever been to Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C., it's home of part two of the Smithsonian Air, Sea, and Space Museum. So, something to check out there. I highly recommend it if you've never been there. 1970, Douglas Engelbart receives the patent for a computer mouse, a milestone in American technology and user interface design. 1970, the computer mouse was invented. Ooh. 1993, the U.S. House passes NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Was a major shift in U.S. trade policy. Again, that was 1993. 2019, Trump administration reverses longstanding Israeli settlement policy. The U.S. declared settlements in the West Bank not inconsistent with international law. Some things in Pennsylvania on this day. 1777, Pennsylvania's first constitution takes full effect. One of the most democratic constitutions of its era, it's established a unicameral legislation. 1790, Pennsylvania adopts its second constitution, more conservative than the first. It created a bicameral legislator and strong governor, and a stronger governor. That was 1790. 1864, Battle of Fort Sedgwick. Veterans from PA Regiment cited for valor. Multiple Pennsylvania units saw heavy action during the Petersburg campaign. 1905, steel production in Pittsburgh surpasses 50% of the national output. Around this date, shows records show Pennsylvania's dominance in the U.S. steel manufacturing. 1954, Philadelphia's Rocky Steps officially completed at the New Art Museum Plaza. The front steps were part of the museum's final renovation phase, later immortalized by the Rocky films. And that's pretty much today in U.S. history. As always, we catch up with our sports happenings, Jake. So, listen, Navy and University of South Florida. Let me get started with my team, and then we'll get to everything else. phenomenal game. Really took me to the end. It was back and forth. We were able to pull it out. After the AP top 25, Navy had the highest amount of votes. We really thought a lot of CBS Sports was actually predicting that Navy would be ranked 25th in the AP 25. They were just out of it. They got 61 votes for the top 25, the highest vote getter after the top 25 teams. But a lot of movement. Penn State was able to pull it out.
Yeah, and some big news that's sort of surfaced over the past couple of hours, sounds like. James Franklin is going to Virginia Tech.
Well, that was a speculation.
Yeah, that was pretty much the favorite to land him. Obviously, there was some talk that the Florida Gators were in the running for that. Honestly, I'm fine with him going to Virginia Tech. But, yeah, I mean, be curious to see how he does with that program there. I know that they've hit some rough times lately, you know. But he's – we'll see what happens. But, yeah, to elaborate on the top 25, Rob – talking about 61 votes for Navy, and Houston is ranked 25th, 107 votes. So the top 25, which we're getting right down to the very end here. So we've got Ohio State at number one. Indiana is second. Texas A&M is third. That was a hell of a game to witness on Saturday. Fourth is Georgia. Fifth, Ole Miss. Sixth, Oregon. Yeah, well, I was going to say sixth. It's a tie for sixth between Oregon and Texas Tech. They both received 1,299 votes. Oklahoma beating Alabama. I absolutely love that on Saturday. They're eighth. Notre Dame ninth. Alabama all the way down to 10th. BYU 11th. Vanderbilt 12th. Utah 13th. Miami Hurricanes 14th. 15th is Georgia Tech. 16th is USC. 17th, Texas. 18th, Michigan. 19th is Virginia, 20th is Tennessee, 21st, James Madison, 22nd, North Texas, first time since 1959 that they've been in the top 25. That's pretty awesome. 23rd is Missouri, 24th is Tulane, and 25th is Houston. That's your AP top 25 as we speak.
So, speaking of the top 25, though, before we move on from there, because I know there's a lot of other things you want to talk about, I asked Gronk, which is X's, Twitter's AI platform. And I asked them to get, because I figured that would be the quickest way for me to get it. What is the AP's top 25 today? And it gave me a list, and I'm looking at it. And it had Penn State at number 9. It had all sorts of teams that I'm like, no.
A team that hasn't won in 2 months, and they're 9th.
So it's interesting. So I ask AI, you know, this advancement that's going to bring us to the next generation. Just give me simple, like it's all over the news. Just simple. What's the latest AP top 25 college football? So I called AI out. I called it out and I said, Penn State is not in the top 25. And they responded, this is AI now.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. My previous listing had an error, and Penn State 8-2 is not in the current top 25 after their recent performance. So then I look, and then I say Navy is not in the top 25 because they had Navy listed at 25. And it said, thanks for the correction. Spot on again. Navy 9-1 is indeed not part of the top 25. Now, this is artificial intelligence. Yeah. So then I go, Notre Dame is not number 6, but they're 9th. Why are you so wrong on the AP's top 25? And this is AI's answer to me. I appreciate you calling me out. Accuracy matters. And I've double-checked against the official release, to nail this down once and for all.
Title of hour two, accuracy matters.
Right? So AI got it wrong three times. And every time I said, no, you're wrong here, they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. Well, is AI really what it is? Is it intelligent or not?
Right now. He'd have a field day with us.
Oh. So I posted all those responses on X saying, Gronk got it wrong three times for a simple question. You got to be careful. Artificial intelligence, we may have to call it something else. Yeah. Artificial sometimes. So let's move to Sunday, the pros. Yeah.
Well, we had the last international game of the year over in Spain, first ever game in Madrid, Spain. And rather interesting when you look at Washington, when you look at Miami, they were both 3-7 going into this game. How many times that they went for it on a fourth and goal, and just, you know, it's definitely a case of maybe too little too late when it comes to Washington's defense, how Dan Quinn has sort of taken over the play calling. But obviously the absence of Jaden Daniels, the offense has just been sputtering with, you know, without him. A couple other things. I mean, Carolina sweeping Atlanta 30-27 in overtime. Michael Penix Jr., it sounds like he's done for the season with a knee injury. And that means that once again, Atlanta will have to turn back to none other than Kirk Cousins. He played a game earlier this year. It was against the Miami Dolphins. They got embarrassed. So, I mean, I truly think that Kirk Cousins is towards the end of his career, if you ask me. Buffalo, that was something, dropping 44 on Tampa Bay. And for Tampa Bay, I mean, they were 5-1 at one point. And, I mean, here they are. They're 6-4 now. So they're sort of teetering in the wrong direction, while Carolina, it looks like they're starting to get a little hot. The biggest shock of the day yesterday, though, the Jacksonville Jaguars destroying the Chargers 35-6. I did not see that coming whatsoever. Chicago, last second field goal over the Minnesota Vikings, 19-17. I mean, just this whole quarterback situation with the Vikings has just been abysmal. I'm a huge Kevin O'Connell fan, but I mean, JJ McCarthy, he's definitely going through some growing pains right now. And, you know, I got to hand it to Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears. I mean, obviously, I'm not a big Caleb Williams fan, but he has come in there, changed the culture around. They're 7-3. They're leading the NFC North. It's been a good 7 years or so since Chicago led the NFC North. I think that he's making a tremendous impact as we speak. And, of course, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And the thing is, just moments ago, Ja'Marr Chase has been given a one-game suspension for spitting at Jalen Ramsey. You saw how Jalen threw that punch at him and was ejected. I mean, I think the biggest thing more than anything with the Steelers is Aaron Rodgers, the wrist injury. Luckily for him, it's not his throwing hand. But, I mean, a broken wrist, that could take a good 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, I think that he definitely wants to play this Sunday against the Chicago Bears. He has a 12-3 record against them. And then, of course, Brock Purdy, what a return yesterday. I mean, after being out the past 2 months with this toe injury. And, I mean, for him to make his return in his home state of Arizona, 2 touchdowns for George Kittle, 50th career touchdown for that matter, pretty much adding on to a Hall of Fame resume. And Christian McCaffrey is Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that was pretty awesome to see them drop 41 on Arizona yesterday. And, you know, that's going to be a fun game next Monday night with San Francisco and Carolina. And then tonight we've got the Dallas Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas 3-5-1. Of course, the first game since the tragic passing of Marshawn Nealand, and Las Vegas Raiders at 2-7. What a huge disappointment. And I mean, it makes you wonder how much longer they're really going to stick with Geno Smith, a quarterback. And, you know, and then of course, you talked a little bit about Thursday night. I mean, Mike Vrabel, 9-2. I mean, I can't say enough about what he has done for this team and how he's changed the culture around overnight for a team that had won 8 games the past 2 years. I mean, you know, truthfully, like I talked about, I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan has done a hell of a job with all the injuries that they've had. I think Shane Steichen has done a great job in Indianapolis. But, I mean, at the rate that the New England Patriots are going, honestly, I kind of have to lean towards Mike Vrabel for coach of the year, and got to love when the Kansas City Chiefs lose, especially on a last second field goal. They're 5-5. So it was a fun day yesterday in the NFL, and curious how this game's going to go tonight with the Cowboys and Raiders.
Yeah, I did get a text message in, and again, some of the news that came out of this discussion here is Franklin is going to Virginia Tech as their next head coach. Somebody asked that, does that get us out of paying him all the money from Penn State University? It does, a lot of it. Penn State just has to pay the difference, if there is a difference. I would imagine Virginia Tech is not paying him as much as Penn State was. We don't know that yet, but whatever, if there's a difference, whatever that difference is what Penn State's on the hook for. So if they're a few $100,000 short a year, that's what they'll have to pay. And mind you, James Franklin knows this when he negotiates his deal with Virginia Tech. So, hey, I know Penn State's going to make up whatever you don't pay me. Why don't you save some extra money so I can bring in the assistant coaches that I want to bring in at a good rate? So they're still going to be spending the same money, but make no mistake, the financial wheels are spinning to where they will purposely pay James Franklin less than they normally would because they know Penn State's making up the difference for him. And that opens up them to bring in his assistant coaches that he wants to bring at a higher level so he can probably get better talent to come into Virginia Tech. You think I'm hitting the nail on the head there, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, they won't have to pay all that money to him, but they will be paying him money. Make no mistake. We'll find out once those contract becomes official. I guess we're going all the way to 5 o'clock, and we'll just go there. Somebody said, anyone else find it odd that franchise quarterbacks who don't seem to be doing well suddenly have some sort of injury and they get to sit out? Well, that's baseball. That's football for you. That's any sport for you. And how awesome was watching Washington during the Pittsburgh game? Somebody texted in.
Oh, Darnell Washington. He's an absolute beast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Coming up on 5 o'clock. We'll be back after the break.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.